It's Wednesday, the 22nd of May, and I am Leonard Vidbien with your 8 a.m. news bulletin. In April, national occupancy rates reached 58.1%, surpassing 2023 and 2019 levels, with an 8.95% increase from March for tourism. The year-to-date average of 45.2% also exceeds the pre-pandemic 2019 average of 44%, suggesting a promising trend in tourism before the peak season. Gita Petzold, CEO of the Hospitality Association of Namibia.
And it is very important for us to note that that segment that took a while to recover since the pandemic seems to be in full swing now, and we envisage even a bigger growth come June, July because of the international conferences that Namibia is hosting.
Rita Shipanga, a member of the Community Development Committee representing Windhoek's Kommersdal and Sivandaland areas, brings to the attention pressing issues facing her community. Here, the absence of adequate sanitation facilities emerges as a critical threat to public health.
These orange dustbins are standing for maybe for 3 months, and after 3 months, they must pick it up. Some of the toilets, they broke, and it's not the toilet that they can be used. That's why the people are using the pot, and they threw in that in the toilet in the dustbin.
Facing similar challenges is Peter Stone Tapalo, a community leader from the Tobias Hanyeko constituency in the city.
What we are saying that if they can come quick with the development so that we can see that we must got also toilet which is run with a sewer pipeline rather than having a septic tank or dry toilet. That does not work.
Namibia commemorates the International Day for Biodiversity in Luderitz, echoing the global theme, Be Part of the Plan. This theme calls on stakeholders to back the Kunming Montreal Global Biodiversity Framework, striving to stop and reverse biodiversity decline. Hiskia Tiapa, Control Warden at the Environment Ministry.
We want to see to it that we don't stop development, but at the same time, we have to take cognizance of our biodiversity, of our animal life and our plant life. We have to coexist. We have to see to it that all these developments are sustainable.
Police in South Africa's Limpopo are investigating an additional 4 cases of attempted murder, malicious damage to properties, and 2 counts of infringement of the Electoral Act. This is concerning violence that erupted between EFF and ANC supporters during campaigning at Juju Valley in Seshego on Sunday. The incident resulted in a 9-year-old bystander and a 25-year-old man sustaining gunshot wounds. Police spokesperson Hlulani Mashaba says the minor is still in hospital.
There are no arrests yet with regard to all these cases, but the police have intensified investigations to track down and arrest the suspects. The Provincial Commissioner of Police in Limpopo, Lieutenant General Thembi Hadebe, has urged the law enforcement authorities to deal decisively with violent attacks stemming from political intolerance in the province.
16 global tech companies have committed to the safe development of artificial intelligence. The details were announced at a global AI summit being jointly hosted by South Korea and Britain in Seoul as international governments attempt to regulate a rapidly changing industry. Reporting for us is John Beaver.
Some of the biggest names in tech are promising greater accountability and transparency when it comes to the development of AI. Companies including Amazon, Google and OpenAI are among those who've signed up to publishing safety frameworks designed to identify and limit the risks of frontier AI models. In the most extreme cases, they've pledged not to deploy those models if the risks cannot be sufficiently mitigated. John Beaver reporting.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.